Well, a lot of powerful words have been used to describe what happened yesterday. But was it a coup? Our next guest has been using that word to describe the president's behavior ever since he lost the election to Joe Biden in early November. And Zeynep Tüfekçi should know. She's lived through four coups in her native Turkey and warns that Americans need to focus on the actions that are leading the country down a dangerous path. Zeynep Tüfekçi joins us now, and she's a regular contributor to Atlantic Magazine. Zeynep, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, and you say that in Turkish there are many different words for a coup because there are so many different types and you have so much experience with them. So what did you see yesterday? Was it a coup?
It was an attempt to steal an election, and it may not technically be a coup. It may be a self-coup, or it may be an attempt to steal an election. But the reason we use the word coup is that people realize that just represents what's happening best rather than maybe being the most technically correct term, in that there is a president who tried very hard, maybe not competently, but definitely tried very hard to steal an election. And yesterday it resulted in the mob he incited storming the legislature where the election was being certified. So that is absolutely some sort of coup attempt.
Yeah. Well, and we've been hearing from people around the world who say, at the very least, this feels very familiar to us in our home governments. Compare this to what you've seen in Turkey. Did it feel familiar to you?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, when you see that picture of the insurrectionists, for the lack of a better word here again, sitting at the Senate and the House and the, you know, posing from the office of the Speaker of the House, and basically yelling, "Trump won," that is intimately familiar. It is just not something unusual. In fact, that's the reason I wrote that article. I saw that in December. A lot of Americans were trying to argue over the best technical term, and the political scientists were weighing in with the correct, you know, sort of the more pedantic approach. And I appreciate it. I'm an academic. You know, there's some value in the precision there. But that shouldn't overshadow what was coming our way as I was writing what is being attempted. The president of the United States was attempting to steal the election by falsely asserting that he won it and trying to mobilize all the extra legal forces he could muster from his office to try to get them to overturn the election in his favor.
Yeah, and you were making the point then, just to be clear, that this was happening long before yesterday. And you can call it whatever you want, a coup or a self-coup or whatever, but in your experience, can a leader ever pull that off on his own? In other words, what role do you think fellow Republicans and the president's allies have in helping him get to this point?
Well, of course, the key thing here is I think people are mistaking ridiculous with not serious, right? There's a lot of things that have been going on that are kind of ridiculous. You know, the president tweets with all sorts of punctuation errors. The insurrections yesterday, some of them were wearing like hats with horns, and, you know, it looks ridiculous, but it's not unserious. And it's also important to realize that even after the mob disrupted the certification of the effort, the majority of the GOP caucus in the House, 138 representatives, voted to overthrow the results of the Pennsylvania election. I mean, even the Pennsylvania representative who was just elected with those votes voted to throw out the ones for the president. These are not normal hiccups of a transition. These are attempts to steal an election. There are a lot of ridiculous coup attempts around the world, too. A lot of them are ridiculous and fail the first time, or the second time, or the third time, and then they succeed. And yesterday, I have to say, the vote in the House and the Senate trying to throw out perfectly legitimate votes, that should scare us, because even armed men and women breaking into the Capitol did not alarm the Republican legislatures enough to say, okay, fine, this is it, we're stopping this.
I'll go back to your own words that you wrote in December when you said that what starts as a farce may end as a tragedy. And that feels so prophetic after what happened yesterday. So the question for me is, like, now what? Is this, you know, a turning point when the country realizes the trouble that it's in? Or is it just the latest stop on what could be a long and dangerous road ahead?
It depends on how we react. A line has been crossed both by the mob attempting to stop this vote and storming the Capitol, and a line has been crossed by the senators and representatives who voted to throw out legitimate votes. So it's how we react to that line being crossed that will determine whether they'll try again. And there's no reason to assume the next time will be similarly ridiculous or incompetent, because this time was very serious, and next time it might be more competent. There may be more votes. The legislature was evenly divided almost between Republicans and Democrats, and the majority, 65%, voted to overthrow the election. I don't think people have connected that fact with the storming of the Capitol, and they should. This is a alarm for a potential five-alarm fire, even if this transition goes through. There's a playbook that's happened now of how to steal an election and how to overturn it. And if we react to it by just sort of nitpicking the words, is it this, is it that, instead of focusing on the really important, crucial need to unite as a country and react, I think we'll see more. And I have to say, this is not a partisan problem at all.
A wake-up call for sure. Zeynep Tufekci, whose December article in The Atlantic says it's now time to start using the word coup to describe the president's attempts to overturn the election. Zeynep, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.